Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. If you've tuned into one of my previous podcasts, you may have remembered that I promised to cover the spin-off games related to Plague Inc. at some point, and so this time, I'm here to fulfil that promise. Though I'll only be covering one of the two spin-off games for this occasion, as both of them are quite distinct from one another. Anyway, the game I'd like to bring attention to this time is known as After Inc. Originally released on mobile devices at the end of 2024, and then released on early access on PC as recently as June 2025, After Inc., known as After Inc. Revival on PC, is a direct sequel to Plague Inc., taking place during the aftermath of the deadly zombie Necroavirus outbreak. In a ruined post-apocalyptic world, you are tasked with guiding the surviving humans out of the bunkers and slowly rebuilding the world by gathering various vital resources like water, food, wood for building, and fuel for fire pits to keep warm during winter. While managing the settlements, you have a bird's eye view of the entire map, and you will gradually uncover more resources the further you explore the map, like crops, livestock, medicinal herbs, and more. But unfortunately, the zombie plague was not entirely eradicated, and you will eventually face hordes of vicious zombies that will impede your progress and try to wipe out your settlement. But all is not lost. By carefully deploying units of fighters, you can wipe out the hordes of zombies and eventually cleanse the zones they are infesting on the map. In each scenario, you are faced with different goals to complete before you can finish a level, such as increasing the population of your settlement, gathering specific rare resources, reclaiming and rebuilding key areas on the map, and eliminating all zombies from the map. But along with that, random events can occur on different parts of the map, and depending on what choices are made, they will either yield benefits to the settlement or create a greater strain on your resource production and morale. You also have multiple options to choose a leader for each settlement, and each leader has their own unique traits. The survivor is the default option with no special traits. The Economist, originating from the other spin-off game Rebel Inc., generates stamina in bulk for the settlement annually instead of monthly, stamina being what allows settlements to build and explore. The Soldier makes fighters stronger at the cost of making them more demanding to maintain, the Club Scout explores areas of the map automatically, the Hoarder automatically builds more storage for resources when stockpiles are full, the Arctic Explorer makes exploring the map and claiming zones easier during the winter, but more expensive in the summer, the Hermit increases resource production of zones that are next to unexplored areas. The Personal Trainer can allow for deficit stamina and continue to explore and build, but at the cost of morale. The Tyrant stops people from leaving the settlement and uses fighters to delay the loss of authority from low morale. The Slumlord allows the settlement population to grow before building extra housing. And the Researcher gradually decreases the cost in upgrading the settlement's technology. Though this game is much more recent compared to many of the other games I've talked about previously, After Inc. received various updates over the past year which added extra scenarios, gameplay improvements, limited special seasonal events, and a sandbox mode among other features. Though there is still more planned to be added, the game is on the verge of exiting early access and becoming a full release game. And from my own experience playing the game, After Inc.'s distinct focus on resource management gives it a unique identity compared to its predecessors Plague Inc. and Rebel Inc. And I feel because of this, the game is actually challenging but fair on higher difficulty modes compared to the games that came before it, which felt practically impossible on higher difficulties and even the default difficulty at times. So I recommend you give After Inc. a try for yourself, as it's generally easier to understand this game's mechanics in contrast to its predecessors, and it gives you plenty of time to adjust to the new challenges it throws at you. And that's all I have to say for the time being. But as always, join me again next time.